It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber and his wife, Hailey Baldwin, share everything with each other. Except Hailey's moisturizer because it contains her own blood.
What?
In a recent beauty essay, Hailey revealed her favorite products for completing her bare face makeup look, as well as the fact that her and Justin share the same shampoo. Justin admits that he doesn't want to share Hailey's moisturizer, though, which is made from her own blood and costs around $1,400. The moisturizer is Dr. Barbara Sturm's MC1 Blood Moisturizer and is used by other celebrities like Carolina Kurkova, Jamie King, Elsa Hosk, Emma Roberts, and Victoria Beckham.
What? Okay. Is that something you would do?
For sure.
Really? Oh
yeah.
My God, that sounds so nasty and disgusting.
I'll do anything to stay looking younger. Like, I have always been a massive skincare person, anti-aging person, all that stuff.
Yeah, I would definitely use that moisturizer. I'd use my own blood.
Do you think my blood would help if I moisturized with it or no?
If you use it on yourself, probably.
All right, well, I'm going to go cut myself. Hold on.
Two K-pop stars are involved in a sex scandal that is sweeping across the South Korean industry. K-pop star Seungri, I have no idea how to say these names, so just bear with me. But he was charged with running an illegal prostitution ring, and now another singer, Jung Jun Young, admitted to secretly filming videos of himself flipping pancakes and has been charged with illegal filming and leaking visual material. The two men were allegedly involved in a chat room where conversations of the events took place, and a South Korean talent agency is denying reports that a third K-pop star is now involved. This comes after more than 6,000 cases involving spy cam porn have been reported since 2017. In South Korea.
That is so creepy. Who's even into that stuff?
A lot of people.
No, I get that. I mean, I'm into weird stuff too, but man, that's just, I don't get that stuff. I don't get that.
Lisa Van Allen, who is one of the women in the documentary Surviving R. Kelly, is revealing more information about R. Kelly. In a new interview, she says that R. Kelly and Aaliyah's mom were actually involved in a sexual relationship while he was grooming Aaliyah. This is some abducted in plain sight stuff.
Like, I have not seen that on Netflix.
Yes, it's just like that. So R. Kelly and Aaliyah's mom supposedly were involved in this sexual thing. When Aaliyah would go to sleep, she said that he would go in the living room and him and her mom would do acts on the couch while Aaliyah was sleeping in the bedroom. She goes on to say that R. Kelly wanted to marry Aaliyah because he actually got her pregnant when she was 15.
Oh my gosh.
So that's all a legend.
All sorts of messed up, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is launching a brand new show on NBC called That's My Jam. The Tonight Show host will executive produce and host the 10-episode hour-long celebrity competition series, which will draw inspiration from the musical segments to bring his late-night talk show plus brand new music-based games together. One of the most popular that will be on the show is Wheel of Musical Impressions, in which celebrities perform random musical impressions. Here's Christina Aguilera doing Cher on the show.
The best part of waking up is holding in your palm.
That is so much talent right there. That is awesome.
And this is Jamie Foxx doing John Legend.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Got a lot of million toys.
I want to watch that.
He sounds exactly like John Legend. Coming up in less than an hour, Aunt Becky surrendered to police yesterday.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, we are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if the person you were dating was Instagram famous, would you be okay with them using their followers to do this? Grant needs some advice from you. That's coming up next with Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.